USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The heat is on for the Midwest and Northeast this weekend. The rising temperatures are putting city in emergency footing and ramping up pressure on the power grid. Around 150 million people are in for extreme heat today from California to New York. Attorneys in a high-profile murder case are asking a judge to dismiss an indictment.
Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings.
Lance Pry with that story. According to a new study by the University of Chicago, public support for political violence has grown significantly among Democratic voters. Support for the use of force to coerce members of Congress has doubled in 2023 from 9% in January to 17% in June. The study also found Democrats were more likely to have voiced radical, expressly violent support for political violence meant to restore abortion rights. Another recall this week from Trader Joe's.
Nearly 11,000 cases of Trader Joe's store brand soups has been recalled because they contain bugs. The 20-ounce soup containers were sold at stores in California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. I'm Corey Myers.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing is set for an estimated $920 million. That drawing takes place tonight just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Good luck if you're a lottery player. This is USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait times.
Chef Pierre's stuff is a little under-seasoned.
Is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims Israel's enemies are using the outrage over his party's judicial reforms to their advantage. But the Israeli Prime Minister tells Fox News' Trey Yangst his nation will be ready to answer any outside threats if necessary.
No one should make a mistake about our willingness to do that and the fact that we'll be a united country if we need to do that.
And regarding those court reforms, Netanyahu says he's working to make changes to make it more acceptable to the opposition.
In the case of the opposition, the guys who are really roiling it up, it's really a small, very small group, but they've been able to mobilize 100,000 people, 200,000 people with very effective public PR campaign.
Israel has faced mass protests and street demonstrations from opponents who say the law is designed to end checks and balances. The White House says they will not give Hunter Biden a pardon after his plea deal on tax and gun charges collapsed Wednesday. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says even the justice system is now seeking to bring accountability to the Biden family.
Everything that Joe Biden has said about Hunter Biden and these business deals, it has turned out to be an absolute lie.
NASCAR drivers are making their way to Richmond, Virginia for the Cookout 400 on Thursday. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.